Inventory days, receivable days, and payable days. How are these calculated? Well, if it's inventory days, you put inventory first. If it's receivable days, you put receivable first. If it's payable days, you put payables first. So what do you divide these by? So for inventory days, it's inventory divided by cost of sales. Why? Because that's where inventory is on the income statement in cost of sales. So it's inventory divided by cost of sales. Receivables, it's receivables divided by credit sales. Why? Because that's where the receivables are on the income statement, in credit sales. And for payables, it's payables divided by credit purchases, because that's where payables are on the income statement. Could be cost of sales as well. And then for all of those, you multiply it by 365, because that's the number of days in a year. So for inventory days, it's inventory divided by cost of sales times 365. Receivables, it's receivables divided by credit sales times by 365. And for payable days, it's payables divided by credit purchases times by 365.